and welcome. I'm Anna Partridge, and today I'm interviewing author, blogger, and mum, Zanny Louise. Welcome, Zanny.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
We're all very, really very excited about the launch of your new children's book, Too Busy Sleeping, and I wanted to get a bit more information about it and also a bit about your journey of becoming a children's author, which is a huge feat. So if you could just give me, first of all, how did you actually come about with this book, and how did you become a children's author?
Well, it was a little bit serendipitous, I guess. So when I first moved up to the north coast of New South Wales, I'd come from the art world, and I used to be a gallery manager at Anna Schwartz Gallery, which is a contemporary gallery in Melbourne. And I moved up here, and I was doing some sort of freelance writing work, and I was enjoying that. But I just had this sort of burning urge to write creatively, and that was sort of my first serious, you know, decision to do that once my baby was born. And so I started going to writers' workshops, and I joined a local writers' group, and I did a few things at the local writers' festival, Byron Bay Writers' Festival. And sort of one of the consistent threads I kept picking up was start a blog. And so I looked into that, and I'd seen that Julia and Julia movie. Have you seen that? And it was the first thing I'd really heard about blogging. And I thought, oh, well, that's really cool. And anyway, so I just went on to blog. I started a blog about being a mummy because I thought that's something I know about and can write about. And I just sort of wrote away and really enjoyed the feedback I got from friends and family, and kind of at that point just decided to blog because I enjoyed it rather than thinking, oh, I'm doing this because I want to be a published author. I just sort of blogged because I enjoyed it, although I had started initially because I did want to be a published author. Anyway, I was at some point I discovered the mummy blogging community, or the other people who blog about parenting related things, and made some friendships through that, and my, you know, sort of network of people started to grow, and at some point I kind of honed in a little bit on sort of natural parenting or gentle parenting type of thing. Yeah, made it quite, it was called Heart Mama, and it was quite a sort of, you know, it was all about kind of, yeah, that kind parenting, I guess. I didn't really have a name for it, but, yeah, it was called Heart Mama. Anyway, and I was doing sort of a few things around that, and I started to review children's books. And as part of that, I was reading a lot of children's books because the publishers send me a lot, which is, you know, a great privilege to get access to all of those wonderful new books. But also, and my children really enjoy stories, and then, you know, always have enjoyed reading to them and have always enjoyed writing and written lots of children's stories in the past. But something about that combined sort of, those combined events made me suddenly have this brainwave and be like, oh, I want to be a children's writer. That's really what I want to do. And I kind of put that out there on my Facebook community and the blog, and the managing director at Hardy Grant, Egmont, which is, I think they're the fourth biggest children's publisher in Australia. She was following along my blog and enjoying sort of reading the articles I was writing, etc., because she has a child a similar age to mine. And she sent me an email and said, will you send me a manuscript? So that was the first door swinging open, and that was a really wonderful invitation, because having had done research previously as to how you get published, etc., it was looking harder and harder. And my husband and I had already, we had actually sent away a story to a couple of people before that. It was like a rhyming story. And looking back, it's not the sort of thing that would get published. But, you know, that's one of those things you just sort of try and discover along the way. And, yeah, so the story I sent off, I had written shortly after my second child was born, about from my older daughter's perspective. It's not literally them, but it kind of reflects their experience. And,
okay, so this is an in-depth story. So what's your book called?
It's called Too Busy Sleeping.
And what's the idea behind it then?
Well, I think, I mean, largely It was first triggered because my older daughter, Elka, who was then three almost, she was a very nurturing big sister, very sweet, very kind, loved her baby sister to pieces, never was jealous or never was kind of negative towards her in any way. And I think that, but there was sort of a little emotion I picked up with her that was that kind of frustration that, you know, well, she's not big enough to do things with me, and I'm a bit disappointed about that because I wanted her to be my little playmate. And one of the things I had forgotten about having her as a newborn was that babies are so small and squishy and fragile and not robust, and, you know, they're like little alien creatures almost. And I had forgotten that, and I hadn't really prepared her for that reality, and I don't know if you really can. But for me, that those were the striking things about, you know, that new transition into having a new sibling in the house. So that was, there was almost, I can't even remember what she said, but there was some little tender thing she said and expressed that made me think, oh, I think that's the story, or I think that's sort of the core of the story. And I used to lie down with her to help her sleep, and that was always a very, is always a very creative time for me. And one of those nights I sort of got up out of the bed and was like, oh, bam, just sat on the computer and just wrote this story. It was about 500 words then, and it was pretty much the story it is now, that's been heavily edited and has lost about half of those words, and has, you know, the editor and the publisher helped me kind of rejig it completely, which was a really wonderful process to learn how that happens. But yeah, so essentially it was that story about that relationship between the older sister and her new baby.
Okay, and you had a brilliant illustrator that worked with you to put the book together.
Yeah, so Anna Pignataro is, she's done many books. I think she's done 50 books or something. Like, she's won awards and she's been around for a long time. She writes her own books as well, and she's done lots of books with Scholastic and also Little Hare, who are our publishers. And so she was chosen by Little Hare as the perfect match for that story, and asked if she would like to do it. And she liked the story, so she agreed to that. And yeah, so from there, after we had edited the story and the writing part of it was finished, that was sent away to her, and she was left to make of it what she will. Like, she she adds a whole new element to the story. She creates what the characters look like, the setting for the story. And one of the things I particularly liked about what she did with the story was throughout, you don't see the mother and father's face. You only ever see their bodies and their bottom part. And it's just really sweet because it just focuses on the children and also their grandparents, which are kind of central to the story. And it's right at the end that you see the mother's face. And my 2-year-old asks about that. She's like, where's the mum? Where's the mum? And it is something about that. It's a sort of a poetic representation of that it is so much about that little girl's perspective of that experience rather than the mum's perspective, which I think was a nice thing to capture.
Great. And you were saying in some of the material that I read, and maybe even at the book launch that I came to, and you and Anna were both speaking, you said something about you have found that a lot of the material around bringing a new baby home had been negative, and this was a more positive story that you wanted to portray. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
It's something that I had found myself when, I mean, I didn't specifically set out to look for books to prepare my daughter for having a new baby, because I felt she was quite, she was really open to the idea and she was really excited about a baby coming along. But there was a sense of talking to, you know, especially older people who would ask questions like, oh, you know, how is she going to go? And, oh, what have you done to kind of prepare her for that jealousy that she's going to experience and for feeling left out? And I just never related to that stuff. And I thought, oh, that might be so for other kids, but I just don't feel like that will be our experience. And maybe I'm completely wrong, but I really don't feel it will be like that. And it never really was about jealousy. And although now that her younger sister's a bit older, they have a few tussles over a shared toy or something, it's very minimal, you know, their little conflict. It's really, you know, she does take a very nurturing role and she just doesn't have that. And talking to a few other people, they had a similar experience that they were looking for books or resources that were, you know, a bit more nurturing and a bit more about that kind of positive relationship between the two rather than the negative, and to sort of rather than preempt that the child will experience a negative feeling around having a new baby, they'll feel, you know, they just don't even put that idea in their head, basically. Yeah, because for a lot of children that isn't the experience.
Great. And so you've obviously got the two girls, and I love the picture that you put up of you reading your Too Busy Sleeping book to them for the very first time. What was your reaction when you read the book to them?
Oh, it was really memorable. I asked my husband to take a photo because it was, just a really special moment because we had friends over. I knew the book was coming because the publisher had told me that it was on its way. And so I was checking the mailbox every day and the girls were sort of getting excited because it's been something we've talked about for a long time in our house. We had friends over for lunch and I just had this sudden, oh, I think the postman's arrived. And so I ran out to check the mailbox and came and it was the book. But we didn't read it then because there was so much sort of chaos in the house, lots of different kids running around and lots of food and a bit busy. And we just sort of waited to the afternoon and I just sat down on the couch with them. And they sat either side of me and we read the story and it was really like, unbelievably special, just that they love the story and that they, as soon as we finish, again, both of them, again, and they just kept asking for it again, again, again. And, my youngest calls it the Eleanor story because the character's name's Eleanor. She can't quite say it, but, yeah, and they're just really sweet. And they ask the same questions on every page that they always ask. And, very sweet moment.
And so would you recommend this book for parents who are having a new baby or what is that? That's the idea of it.
Anyone with younger children, possibly girls, would enjoy it. Like it's a sweet story. It's very kind of homely and the character's very sweet and I think Eleanor's quite identifiable for lots of younger kids. But specifically for that market, if you are bringing home a second child, I think it does sort of give another perspective on that experience rather than, that the child's going to be jealous and you need to prepare them in a particular way. It's just a little bit more from the older child's perspective and a little bit more sort of positive, I guess.
Beautiful. Sounds awesome. So when's this book being launched?
Thank you. What's that, sorry?
When's your book being launched?
It's been launched in Melbourne on the 5th of September at the Little Book Room, and that's a sweet children's bookshop in Carlton. So that will be Saturday the 5th at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And, we've got lots of activities planned through the month. So you're in Sydney?
We're in Sydney.
Yeah, so I'm doing a couple of the children's bookshop in Beecroft. We're doing it. Anna and I are both doing story time there, and we're both doing the Writers in the Park Festival, which is Sunday the 27th of September. And we're also running a bookmaking workshop for kids as well in Sydney.
And where's the festival?
The festival's at Centennial Park.
Okay.
Yeah. So that will be a really lovely, that's a big celebration of children's authors and illustrators, and there'll be lots of, really wonderful people there talking and showing. Lots of the illustrators are actually demonstrating how they do the illustrations and people can walk around and see what they do.
Oh, great, and that's the 27th of September?
Sunday, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. And then where can we find you, Zanny?
Well, I have a website called Zanny Louise, so ZANNILOUISE.com. So that's sort of my main centre. But I've got a Facebook page, which I'm quite interactive on, and my blog is called My Little Sunshine House as well.
Such a beautiful name for your blog.
Thanks.
And your book will be sold, obviously, through the major book.
Yeah, hoping Dimmix and I know it's on Booktopia at the moment, but all of our local bookshops and the children's bookshop in Beecroft and as many as we can, I hope.
All right, brilliant. Well, I wish you every luck with your book and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Anna. Lovely to talk to you.